This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. The Holy Land. The name alone evokes both the Old and New Testament to Christians. A visit to the Holy Land is often a trip that, for those living in the Western Hemisphere, is viewed as a chance for a spiritual experience. A tour of the Holy Land can be lengthy and allow time for lingering at the sites, or it can be an event that moves rather quickly. For the Christian members of the Canadian Church Press recently, it was a time of reflection. It opened up some eyes to the world of 2 millennia ago, as well as that which is happening in today's world. Matthew Block is the communications manager for Lutheran Church Canada and was a member of the media group that took part in the recent tour of Holy Land sites in and near Israel. For Matthew Block, the trip was very educational and enlightening. He says it was not viewed by everyone in the same light.
It's kind of a mixed thing, really, because the event was planned by the Ministry of Tourism for Israel. But, of course, they were inviting a number of Christian publications, the Canadian Church Press. The difficulty is that, as Christians, the way we would want to do it, where we would like to come and do this as a pilgrimage, because it was just the 1 week, it was very much a rushed event.
Matthew Block is not being critical of the tour, simply stating that it was designed to give a view of the sites, but not a lengthy view.
One of the difficulties we actually saw was when we were in Bethlehem, which is technically Palestine and not Israel, we visited the Church of the Nativity, but because there are so many people traveling through there who are in line to see these things, we stood in line for quite a long time. You very much feel rushed, and an awful lot of people felt very disheartened, depressed in that sense, because they were there to have a spiritual encounter, but because of the guards and the amount of rushing and the pushing of people through, they felt that they were kind of not getting the spiritual encounter they wanted. Certain members who wanted to have more time for deep reflection and meditation and prayer didn't quite get it.
For Christians like Matthew Block of Lutheran Church Canada, there is a great appreciation for being allowed to see the historical and biblical sites in the Holy Land.
I think the most important thing that a trip to the Holy Land does for a Christian is to situate them historically and geographically when they're reading Scripture. For those of us in North America, biblical stories can really remain disconnected in our minds. We don't really see how they relate to the locations in which they take place. But when we visit the Holy Land, we see how those locations actually matter. The stories of our faith aren't just stories, they're facts. And they're not just spiritual truths. They happen in real places, places you can go and see and touch. They remind us that Christ has two natures. Yes, he's spiritual and he comes to us spiritually, but he comes to us physically. He physically walked and talked with people in places like Nazareth, Galilee, and Jerusalem. And being in those places remind us that he still comes to us physically in the sacraments.
We will talk more with Matthew Block this week on another World Lutheran News Digest Minute. You can read more about his trip to the holy sites on the Lutheran Church Canada website or in the Canadian Lutheran magazine. We'll provide a link to their website through the WLN Digest page on Worldwide KFUO.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.